the location where Andy was shot was an abandoned field, and it had been that way for apparently decades. And apparently it took this shooting and this spotlight on Roseland and Moreland to move a project forward, which has turned into a very nice park, which actually has been named Andy's Unity Park.
Okay, and that there are a lot of festivities planned for tomorrow, I know, dancing and singing and food and talks with local politicians. But the underlying story will be very serious. It'll be remembering this young man who was shot at the age of 13. The Supreme Court has just heard some arguments about this. Can you tell us briefly what's going on there?
Well, the county has been filing motions for summary judgment for the past 4 years, trying to have the case dismissed and to avoid trial. They lost at the U.S. District Court. They lost at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And this is their last chance to have their ideas heard. This is a case of summary judgment. And in summary judgment, if there are facts on both sides, the case moves forward. And both the District Court and the Court of Appeals said there are clearly facts on both sides of this, Mr. County, and so this should move forward to trial. So the decision is supposed to be announced Monday at 9:30 in the morning. Generally, these types of appeals are not heard. They're rejected, but we'll find out on Monday.
And so if the appeal is rejected, then there will be a trial of Deputy Gelhaus, or what is it a trial of?
It's a trial against the actions of Deputy Eric Gelhaus. And the actions of the county in supporting what he did and his training and so on. Although the irony here that I think most people don't know is that even if the federal claim that the county seeks to have dismissed, even if that is dismissed, which we don't expect, there's still a state cause of action. So a trial would move forward. And frankly, if there was a trial in this case, the wound would be severely reopened with additional details that haven't come out before.
Okay, and in about the 30 seconds that we have left, can you give us an update? How are things going with your documentary that you're producing that's going to be called Andy, about Andy Lopez and his life?
Well, we've been working on this documentary about the aftermath of the shooting. We've been primarily looking at the impact of this event on the county. Most recently, we were pleased to learn that Peter Coyote, who is a very well-known and talented narrator, will be doing the narration for the film. We've done about 45 interviews, and we've got a mountain of archival footage and other materials. And now we're looking for an editor to put it together at a professional level that the subject deserves. So we're quite happy about how the film is progressing. But frankly, the legacy of Andy Lopez has really not been written yet. And as long as this story continues, we'll keep filming.
All right. Ron Rogers, who is the director and producer, I imagine, of the documentary Andy that is in production right now. Thank you for joining us and letting us know these updates about Andy Lopez and his life.
Thank you.